The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Charmless, ill-conceived, and borderline insufferable. The sun won't be coming out anytime soon for Annie. I'm out.
Do you have trouble skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-677-6111. That's 800-677-6111.
This is an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Doctors Foster and Smith Pet Supplies, with thousands of quality products at low prices every day so you save on every order. Visit fosterandsmith.com.
I'm Tammy Trujillo. Body art is not for animals, at least not in New York. It will soon be a crime throughout that state to pierce or tattoo a companion animal. There's an exception for markings under a veterinarian supervision or for a medical reason or ID, something like that. And then those tattoos can only be numbers and letters specifically for a tattoo identification registry. The law doesn't apply to the ear tags you put on rabbits and guinea pigs. The penalties, they range from up to 15 days in jail to fines of about $250. And when he signed the bill into law, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo called tattoos, just for the heck of it, as animal abuse, pure and simple. Several other states now have similar laws on the books as well. Interestingly, the laws were prompted by people showing off what they did to their animals on the internet, including one woman who was piercing kittens and selling them as gothic. And tattoo artist, this guy, he showed off his dog's tattoo, saying he did it after the dog had surgery and while the dog was still out under anesthesia. Well, most of us would not even imagine leaving our pet out in the freezing cold of winter. And the city of Pittsburgh now has made it illegal to tether dogs and leave them outside or unattended for more than a half hour if the temperature falls below 32 degrees, or summertime if it goes over 90 degrees. There's a $500 fine attached, and the dog can be taken away from that person. The law goes even further now, regulating the type of tether and making sure that dogs have access to, have easy access rather, to shelter, food, and water when they're outside. The first all-star dog adoption telethon, it was a huge success. The figures have just come out, and the producers of Cause for Paws, an all-star dog spectacular that aired Thanksgiving night, say it resulted in more than 4,400 people filing adoption papers for homeless dogs during the show. There were 70 dogs from rescues around the country featured on the two-hour telecast. More than 4 million people actually tuned in to watch. It was hosted by Hillary Swank and Jane Lynch. I'm Tammy Trujillo. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Doctors Foster and Smith Pet Supplies. Visit fosterandsmith.com for pet supplies selected by veterinarians with 100% satisfaction guaranteed.
Doctors Foster and Smith, your trusted source for quality, affordable pet supplies. Veterinarian owned, with veterinary expertise behind every product. Doctors Foster and Smith has thousands of name brand pet products, including pet medications, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Low prices every day, so you save on every order, with free shipping on orders $49 or more. Fast service delivered right to your door. Shop online at fosterandsmith.com, because your pet's health and happiness come first.
I would like to invite you to participate in a brief survey on personal values. I'll make a statement, and you simply think agree or disagree. Ready? Here we go. Statement 1. My life is complicated, so I appreciate simplicity. Agree or disagree? 2. I tend to make my own decisions, which may or may not be the popular ones. 3. When buying luxury products, I don't mind paying for the best, but I hate to overpay. 4. I value both form and function. And 5. I value pure, clean design. Now, if you agreed with these statements, you are the type of person for whom the 2014 Bosch kitchen was designed. With unrivaled European design, it's a kitchen designed around our mutual values. It's a kitchen designed around life, on your terms. The 2014 Bosch kitchen, perfection in every detail. Step up to a Bosch kitchen package of 3 or more appliances and get a 10% rebate. See the new Bosch kitchen at your Bosch retailer.
Hey, it's Vinny Penn, your party animal on Animal Radio with your party animal segment. Just want to read a little something off to you that I got. I took my daughter to an art show, to an outdoor festival this weekend, and they had all sorts of different events. I stopped by one booth, and they had this great brochure, Greyhounds as Pets, A Great Pet for All, with, of course, great being spelled G-R-E-Y-T. And this is from Pups Without Partners, which is a Greyhound adoption program. I thought it was very cool because they're really bullet-pointed why Greyhounds are a great dog to get. They're the only dog mentioned in the Bible. That's the first thing they lead off with. There are biblical implications. If Jesus does return and you have a greyhound, you're saved. I like that they started with that. Good with well-behaved children is the second one. What if your son is like my son, Luke? Should I not get a greyhound? Chances are he's going to want to ride the greyhound. He will want to box with him. But no, actually, a lot of the other points were great. They're good with other pets, very intelligent, clean, low maintenance. I know a lot. The shedding issue is big for a lot of people. Very used to human contact. And they can never wear flea collars or run loose, which I thought was interesting. It says, greyhounds have been raised with their litter mates and crave attention and affection. By nature, they are calm, laid back. And there were a few there, and it is true. It is a beautiful dog. It says they can live to be between 12 and 15 years old. And the Adopt a Greyhound, this program here says, we've been very successful and have 100% adoption rate since we began in 1995. I'm from Connecticut, but if you do want to check it out, it's at www.pupswithoutpartners.org. I'm just really stuck on the good with well-behaved children. Yeah. Vinny Penn, Party Animal on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
Animal Radio's Hero People is underwritten by Zuterin, a non-surgical alternative to dog castration. One injection provides a safe, permanent, and virtually painless alternative to surgical castration. Learn more at www.zuterin.com. That's Zeuterin.com.
How long have you been married?
I've been married 14 years.
14 years?
Yeah. You know what? It's funny. Everything seems like just yesterday. Graduating high school seems like yesterday.
Damn, we're old.
Hal and I have been married for 15 years. And you, Debbie?
I think it's somewhere around 18.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not even that old, are you? How can you be married? When did you get married? When you're 12?
I'm 40-something.
Really? It must be the Pepsi One.
It's a preservative, definitely.
Yes. We have Skyping with us, Scott Blyce. Is it Blyce?
Blyce.
Hey, Blyce. Scott, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Very good. Where are we Skyping to you today?
We are in north central Brazil.
Really? How is it in Brazil today?
It's fabulous. It's where we are. It's kind of fabulous every day. It's perfect weather, and especially perfect weather for elephants.
Now, what are you doing down there?
We are in the process of starting a sanctuary for captive elephants that are suffering from the inherent neglect and abuse from captivity. There are over 50 elephants in South America, and there's really nowhere for them to go except for zoos and circuses. And so we're in the process of starting a new sanctuary for them here.
And getting them out of the zoos and circuses.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the big things that's happening is in South America, there are five countries that have banned performing elephants. And there are two more, one of those being Brazil, that's about to pass a national ban as well. And that'll be seven countries in South America alone that have banned performing elephants. And there's really nowhere for them to go.
Are they native to the area?
No, these are all captive elephants. They're captured from Africa and Asia. Most were imported at infancy and taken from their families and put into the captive animal industry, the entertainment industry.
Most people think that these animals are very well kept when they're, especially if they're your bread and butter as an entertainer, you would think that they're treated well and kept in large reserves. What is the true story behind these animals?
Oh, the truth is grim. It's really quite tragic. And honestly, when I first started working with elephants, it was in a safari park. And we were told this is kind of the best of the best kind of facility. And quickly learned that it's much that is lacking. The elephants really have a really tragic life. And it wasn't until we started the sanctuary in 1995, started a sanctuary in Tennessee. And a few years later, as the elephants started recovering from these ailments, that's when we started realizing just how deep the abuse and neglect really runs. Just every facet of their life is pretty much destroyed by captivity. And no matter how hard you try in a zoo or a circus, you just can't do right by them. There's no way possible to give them what they need in those environments.
We are learning more and more that elephants are very, very sentient beings and really feel a lot of the emotions that humans do in grieving. We've seen them grieve. Have you had a chance to get up and close with any of these animals?
Oh, absolutely. I've been working with elephants for over 25 years.
What is the most amazing thing?
How long do we have to talk? There's no way to put it in a nutshell. It is literally everything about them. It is their sensitivity, their acute awareness, their just sense of knowing. They just seem to have an understanding of life that we only strive for. They're just remarkable all the way around. Honestly, I've been asked 1,000 times, what is it about elephants? And I have yet to be able to put it into words adequately, just because they are just they're beyond words. They're beyond description in my mind.
How do they, so these animals are coming from the performing world, and so how do they adapt when you first get them into the preserve? What do they do? How are they responding to that?
It's completely different with every individual. It can be as remarkable as, 12 hours later, they are completely integrated into the herd, and there's others that struggle for a while. We see that actually zoo elephants struggle more than circus elephants, because of the sterile lives that they've lived. Most of them have only lived in that box of a world for 25 or 35 years. One elephant had lived alone for 40 of her 47 years, and she actually integrated into the herd literally overnight. And there's others that had been bounced around from one zoo to another, and they struggled for weeks to try to kind of come back to an understanding and trying to find the comfort in this new environment. Once that comes, once that starts, and once they start becoming themselves and realizing that they have autonomy, giving them their choice and watching them kind of learn how to control their own life, it's miraculous what ends up transpiring. Sometimes it can be, as I said, a struggle. Sometimes they want to be alone for a while. And the beautiful part about sanctuary is giving them that choice, giving them the opportunity for the first time in their life to make the choice between being alone or socializing or going for a walk and just, seeking solitude for a couple hours and then coming back into the herd. And this allows, again, them to blossom. It allows for better herd dynamics. It allows for more positive social dynamics. It's just what transpires is astounding within a sanctuary.
Sounds nice. I'd like to actually go to a sanctuary now. Just a little alone time, Right now I feel locked up a lot. But so you're in Brazil, but you have a sanctuary that's in Tennessee now. I recall talking to, and correct me if I'm wrong, Judy, Carol, somebody who has a yes. sanctuary in Tennessee also. Is that correct? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, Carol and I co-founded the sanctuary in Tennessee in 1995. And Carol left the Tennessee sanctuary in 2010. She's doing a lot of work in Asia, and I left in 2011. The sanctuary in Tennessee is still thriving. And we're just spreading our wings to try to take what we've learned from elephants and help around the world.
It warms the cockles of my heart what you're doing and that you're caring so much for these animals. You're my hero and the hero for our week. I want to thank you so much, and I want to tell people to go visit the website elephants.com. Boy, that must have been a hard domain to get.
I'm going to give you a couple addresses.
Okay.
Elephants.com is a sanctuary in Tennessee.
Okay.
The work that we're doing now is with a Global Sanctuary for Elephants. It's a new organization. And that website is globalelephants.org.
Globalelephants.org. And, of course, we'll put links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.com. Scott Blaise, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Animal Radio's Hero People is underwritten by Zooterin, the only FDA-approved, non-surgical method for sterilization of male dogs. Zooterin offers an alternative to neutering male dogs, thus helping reduce the pet overpopulation problem. One injection provides a safe, permanent, and virtually painless alternative to surgical castration. Zooterin, a permanent and cost-effective alternative to neutering male dogs. Learn more at www.zooterin.com. That's Zeuterin.com.